I am very happy to say that this man is on the phone. He's got a Greatest Hits Live album. Steve Winwood is on the line. Hiya, Steve.
Hi, how are you, John?
I'm doing fine. All right, now let me ask you, where are you?
Well, I am in Gloucestershire. I'm now looking out over a field which is full of sheep. Quietly grazing.
As the Cotswolds tend to be, right? Sheep
exactly,
everywhere.
Yeah, exactly,
right?
In the Cotswolds. That's where I am, in the Cotswolds.
Now, do they all have the painted different color butts? I know they do this strange marking on the sheep as to who's going to get sheared next.
I don't think that's anything to do with being sheared.
Oh, really?
That's something to do with procreation, but I mean, we won't go into that now.
Right. Hey, Bob, go for the blue one. She looks hot. Steve, I've got to tell you, I'm looking at this. What made you put out a Greatest Hits Live CD?
It's not perhaps the most commercial idea, but, you know, I've been playing for a while live now, and we've recorded a lot of shows, and also we started to reinvent some of these old classic songs for one reason, make it more interesting for us to play those songs. And, you know, and after doing that, I thought, well, and listening back to some of them, I thought, well, this is something that I need to at least get onto an album and make a compilation. And it sort of grew from there.
Can you take us all the way back to what your mindset was when the first time you played on stage when you were 8 years old?
Yeah, I played with my dad when I was 8 or 9. Mm-hmm. And so I used to have to learn 30s and 40s dance music.
Uh-huh.
And it was quite difficult to learn those songs, but I think in many ways it gave me a good grounding for went on to play later. Although I'm not sure whether it is rock and roll that I play. I'm never quite sure about that. It's got some folk and some jazz and some, you know, R&B or some blues. I don't know what it is. But if it is rock, you know, I'll live with rock.
Was Blind Faith only supposed to be a one record project? Or did you guys have plans to do more and it just never worked out?
Well, when Eric left Cream and I moved on from Traffic, we both, particularly Eric, wanted to reinvent himself. He was tired of the sort of music he was doing with Cream and wanted to do some other kind of music, but wasn't really sure what it was. We were both sort of searching a little bit, I think, and so we duly got together and started to explore different sorts of music. And of course we were pressured by business people to go and do live shows after we made the album. And then of course the music that was on the Blind Faith album wasn't completely conducive to arena rock, which is the sort of places we were going. And I mean, some of it was quite folky and and sort of jangly a bit.
Sure.
And it didn't always work with playing in arenas. And so Eric and I both lost interest a little bit and drew apart.
Well, Steve Winwood has a brand new Greatest Hits Live album, and it really is a great live album. Steve, thank you so much. I look forward to you coming back to town.
It sounds fantastic. Well, I hope to be coming over to your part of the States early next year. So hopefully that will be fantastic.
Okay, and then if I'm in the Cotswolds, I could stop by?
You certainly can. In fact, October is the time when all that stuff goes on.
Well, I wasn't as interested in the sheep as I was in you.
Keep them away from those sheep.
Oh, I see. I thought you were interested in the ice cream.
Have a great day.